John Tamney, he was good fun, wasn't he? From Freedom Works and at Real Clear Markets. Good fun, entertaining. You know, some of these people are shocked. How do you have that energy at this time of the day? Street drugs, mostly. I'm kidding. Relax. Ivy's going to come over here. You can't say that. You can't tell them you're on street drugs. Why not? They asked. Honey, they asked. Just try to help out. Oh, Lord. Let's see here. Oh, here's what I want to do. I want to go ahead to bite 13 and 14, all right? I saw this just a few minutes ago before we came on for this hour. And it made me uncomfortable. I was frightened and I'm fearless, all right? I mean, I'm looking at this going, wow, that makes my palms sweat. No joke. All right, so Bill Gates... Bill Gates was on the PBS NewsHour with whatever her name is. I can't remember. I don't care. Found himself in the hot seat because he was asked about his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. And it wasn't just one and done. She persists in asking the questions. She persists in getting an answer as to, well, what are you going to tell me? I want to know what went on with when you and Jeffrey, what did you think about that? Why were you involved? How long did it go on? How much money? You know, she just kind of, and Bill Gates figures he's going on PBS. These are the people he invites to his house for the cocktails, right? These are the people that he enjoys spending time with, right? And he finds himself in the hot seat, asked about his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. It's bite number 13. Listen to this.
You had a number of meetings with Jeffrey Epstein, who, when you met him 10 years ago, he was convicted of soliciting prostitution from minors. What did you know about him when you were meeting with him, as you've said yourself, in the hopes of raising money?
What?
You know, I had dinners with him. I regret doing that. He had relationships with people he said, you know, would give to global health, which is a interest I have, you know, not nearly enough philanthropy goes in that direction. You know, those meetings were a mistake. They didn't result in what he purported, and I cut them off. You know, that goes back a long time ago now. There's, you know, so there's nothing new on that.
Yeah, nothing to see here. Why are you asking me that? What the hell's wrong with you? I mean, you're talking to my handler, my agent's going to talk to you immediately after this program. Here's the thing. Bill Gates now, in the middle of a very public divorce, separating billions of dollars with Melinda. So it'll be the Bill Gates Foundation and the Melinda Gates Foundation. It won't be the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Anyhow. But there's rumor, salacious rumor out there, that one of Melinda's objections, and one of the things that led to the divorce, was Bill's ongoing relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. So he gets asked, what about solicitation of minors? And you can just feel him tighten up. I mean, there you go. It can't go anywhere. Cameras are rolling. And here's Judy Woodruff, you know, who's supposed to be your pal because she's been to your house a number of times drinking wine and hanging out. All of a sudden, she just, bam! Who saw that one coming? He looks extremely uncomfortable the whole conversation, squirming in his seat because it doesn't get any better from there. Here's bite 14. Listen to this.
What did you do when you found out about his background?
Well, and you know, I've said I regretted having those dinners, and there's nothing, absolutely nothing new on that.
Is there a lesson for you, for anyone else looking at this?
Well, he's dead, so, you know, in general, you always have to be careful. And, you know, I'm very proud of what we've done in philanthropy, very proud of the work of the foundation. You know, that's what I get up every day and focus on.
Well, he's dead. I'm sorry. But on the video portion of that clip, I mean, he's moving around his chair. He's squirming. He's like, man, it's hot in here. Woo! Who turned up the heat? What time is it? Is this interview over yet? I think I have to go now. Ugh. That right there was worth your price of admission today. I'm telling you, it was worth my price of admission. Watching Bill Gates just all squirming. He's like, woof. Gee, Judy, you going to ask me this again? You're never coming to my house again, I'll tell you that. It's the last time you drink wine in my kitchen, Judy. We're done with that kind of nonsense. Anyhow, Bill Gates did spend time with Jeffrey Epstein. And the rumor mill says that it's part of what led to the divorce with Bill and Melinda to separate and go their own ways. And there are a lot of rumors about Bill being a little handsy at work with the Microsoft staff. I'm not going to say whether it's true or not. I'll just say that there's allegations and rumors. And that's what the left would do, right? To everybody else. And make no mistake, Bill Gates is a card-carrying member of the left. So there you go. Let's see here. Speaking of getting hammered, you know what? I'm gonna hold that one. That's a good one. Gayle King just clobbering Jen Psaki. You'll want to hear that one, but I'm gonna hold on to it. Gayle King on CBS this morning, clobbering Jen Psaki on all the failures of the administration thus far. So we'll get to that in just a moment. If you want to lose weight, it's the most important thing you can do to battle COVID or any other illness you might have. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. And you can find out great strategies with My Pure Health Solutions to lose weight. 5, 10, 15, 50 pounds, whatever it might be. If you've thought about it for a long time, stop thinking about it. Take action. If you want to protect yourself against being ill and not feeling well, take action. If you want to make sure you see your kids and grandkids graduate from high school and college, take action. Do it today. GruberHealth.com. Look, it's free to look. It's free to go. GruberHealth.com. We'll be right back.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.